Hello. Mr. President, Bill Timmons.
Bill, with regard to that reception for the congressman and so forth, you feel that it should be next week, right?
I think the timing would be good, Mr. President, because we're going to have probably a veto on REAP off in a couple of weeks, and I think this sort of stroke session would be helpful in holding the guys in line.
Yeah. Now, in terms of time, we could do it perhaps Thursday or Wednesday, either one.
Either day would be great, and I think something like 5:30 to 7 would be just right.
Mm-hmm. 5:30 or 7 is your Thursday, right. Okay. Let me ask you, on your list, let me suggest that I'd like you to tilt, as far as Republicans particularly are concerned, pretty much pretty liberally, you know?
Okay.
Don't be too rough on people that may have strayed away a couple of times, you know what I mean?
All right, sir. We can, the list that we submitted earlier allowed one defection.
Yeah.
We can take a look at it, giving them two or three.
Well, depending upon, in other words, particularly depending upon people that are, that we're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
See my point?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. You take a fellow like Weicker. Is he on the list or not?
Yes, he is.
He's going to come.
Oh, yes, sir. He would be invited.
It's important that he come.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you see, I think that...
Gurney and Baker would be there, too.
Oh, that's easy for those two, I know.
Yeah.
But I think Weicker should for other reasons. And, but there may be other people that we have, you know, committee problem with, even on the Democratic side, that you'd want to. Pretty. I mean, where you've got Southern Democrats, why?
That's right. We had.
In other words, you've got some people that are very strong for me personally. But,
that's right. An example is Phil Landrum of Georgia, who is with us on many things, but jumped ship a couple of years ago on the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And he is excluded from the list. But
yeah, I'd have him.
One that we want to include, yes.
I think I'd just have him on basis of, I mean, we just, and I don't, and when you mention the fact that they've had support, that isn't going to embarrass him, is it?
No, uh-uh.
Huh?
No, sir.
Because
he supported the policy early in the first 2 years, and then just got fed up and jumped ship on us.
Yeah. And of course, you can pick up some people like that who may have made good statements afterwards, you know. That would help a bit. I don't think, for example, that you can have a Percy. Don't you agree?
I agree. He has never been with us and has been vocal in his opposition. And same with Hatfield and people
Not Hatfield, and I don't think you can have Saxby either.
I don't either, although his voting record, of course, is good, but his public statements were intemperate.
The one statement was so far that
that's
it would be a little embarrassing, I think. On the other hand, I think you should have Taft. Don't you think so?
Yes, I do, and he's been pretty good on this issue.
Yeah. And, of course, we'll have Saxby to the church service, or when we have one, or something like that.
He's been sending some signals. We've, of course, put him in deep freeze, and he's working through some of the departments, saying, how can I get back in the good graces of the White House? So it's working.
That's right. We don't want to appear to be on this group. We say, well, we're just, and the way you explain it to the other members, say, look, revenue sharing. The president has groups of people down. He has them who are particularly interested in a subject, you know, have supporters, you know.
That's right. Now, we would not bring a Case or a Mathias or a Schweiker, those people who have never been with us on the issue.
You can't do that.
Because that would not be fair to the guys that stood up.
That's right. And the guys that stood up wouldn't like it, Brother Dam, either.
That's right.
So that's the way I'd look at it.
Well, we'll rework the list and...
rework it and be fairly generous on it,
All right, and maybe Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
It'll be one of the 2 days. I think I told them Thursday today, but you don't think Thursday's... would Wednesday be better? It'd be better to get off?
I don't think it makes a lot of difference. They'll be back from the Lincoln recess, and they almost have to spend a full week here, I think. So either night would be all right. Wednesday might be a little safer.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the guys that may be trying to leave early, but...
Oh, well, hell, they can't leave. And if they're invited, that's enough. All right, fine.
Righto.
Fine.
Thank you.